Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by your network of praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Now we get to the one of the highlights of this fundraiser, which is just getting to know some of our new friends and co-workers of the New Life Africa Satellite Network. And Joseph, we've both been looking forward to this time that we're going to have with one of them right now.
Definitely. Yesterday we had Talia on, and the day before, you know, we had Johannes and Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. And what a privilege today that we get to meet one of our new family members that we have here at YNOP, especially for the project that is starting soon, New Life Africa Satellite Network. It's my honor to introduce Justice Walker from Nairobi, Kenya.
Good morning, Justice.
Yeah, it's good morning to you, and for us, it's good evening here. It's just about 5 p.m. in Nairobi.
We forgot about that. The sun is rising here, so we still think it's morning here. Well,
so it's absolutely awesome.
Oh, yeah. Justice, first of all, we just are excited to hear a little bit about you. Where are you from originally? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to the Lord.
Right. Thank you. Well, Justice Oke is originally from Nairobi, Kenya, born, bred here. And I'm turning 40 this year. So, yay. Thanking God for
just
that.
A young guy.
Yeah, you know, with a young family, married to an amazing woman of God called Gladys. She is a high school teacher here in Kenya. And God has blessed us with two amazing, beautiful children. Our firstborn, our son turned 7 this year, actually this month. He's called Zamar. And our baby girl turned 3 just a week ago, and she's called Ariella. And we thank God for them. Well, Justice is a broadcaster through and through. And, you know, just a little bit about myself as well. Went to college here in Nairobi and did broadcast journalism and training. I got born again in the year 2001, December 31st. It was actually the crossover service. And guess who invited me for this particular service? Then I was actually living a riotous life here. It was actually my wife, Gladys, who invited me because I wanted to date her. But she said, hey, man, you know what? You don't have a personal relationship with Christ. So the only way that we can even begin having a proper conversation is when you come to church. So I'm inviting you for this, crossover service. And I want to see how serious you are. So if you come, well, stay with us and pray the entire night until morning. We'll see. And so,
they gave you pretty good incentive.
Funny enough, by the way, what a way of recruiting if we can use that. You know, and so the preacher of the day was talking about a text about, there was a young man who was approaching the throne of, High Priest Melchizedek, just out of the blue. And he said that, you know what? He was drunk. He was in a stupor. He was stinky, smelly, and all that. But King, High Priest Melchizedek just said, come just as you are. Come to me. Approach me just as you are. And immediately went and said, and you may be here. And just like that young man, the Lord is saying, come as you are. And immediately, man, I knelt down there. You know, mine isn't this one moment that people say that, oh, I found myself at the altar kneeling down and crying my eyes out. I actually knelt where I was, right there. And when the pastor was leading everyone to Christ, I accepted Christ right there, crying my eyes out and just saying, I'm a sinner. Lord, I come back to you. Receive me, Lord. Here I am. Just like that young man, I am here, Lord. Use me. And that is how I received Christ. And from there, we went into youth ministry, really, really hard, evangelizing all over. There was a lakeside city called Kisumu, here in Kenya. And that is where we were as youth, just reaching out. And then I had to leave and went to campus here in Nairobi from Kisumu and still continued the same. We were in the worship team and And the Lord just used us all through our youth. And it was an amazing time. And that is how I came into Christian radio through Trans World Radio. It was our second year in campus. And one of my lecturers, because the rest of the campus was using my voice, because I also do voiceovers, documentaries and all this. And so they say, hey, man, let's use this guy's voice. And everyone was like, it was almost a commotion in school, and it got to the lecturers. And so she went and called me and said, hey, I have a youth show that I am starting at Transworld Radio. It will be broadcasting from here, but being, via satellite to South Africa and Namibia. And I said, yeah, why not? And that's how I started climbing higher. And that's how my journey in radio began. And then in 2000, that was 2003. Then in 2007, the Lord led my steps once again, now from pre-recorded radio to live FM radio. And that is how I went to Hope FM, one of the biggest Christian networks here in Kenya. And been there since 2007 to 2019. And then once again, I just felt in my spirit that the Lord leading me to have a sabbatical, 1 year sabbatical. That was very clear, just 1 year sabbatical. And I went for that. And towards the end of it, I asked the Lord, okay, now the year is done. What's next? Then I got connected. The connection came with Joseph. And here we are, thanking God for this.
Amen.
Yeah, that, we've talked about this a little bit, Justice, because I had heard your story a few weeks ago. Just how God has been at work in this, in your part in joining New Life Africa Satellite Network. We've seen that in some other ways with the other presenters and with Joseph himself coming on board as Africa director. We just see the goodness of God, because he's about to take you from one very significant platform to share the gospel by radio in Kenya to sharing the gospel by radio, satellite, internet, mobile phone apps, everything throughout the entire continent. And the idea that he would give you that time to have a year for preparation really is very good. And it makes me wonder what he's going to do and what he's going to unleash through you as you go on the air in just a matter of 6 weeks on New Life Africa Satellite Network.
Yeah. You know, man, I absolutely, and I couldn't agree with you more, because, it reminds me of, if you wouldn't mind me sharing, the story of King Jehoshaphat in the Bible, that is Second Chronicles chapter 20, and how, he heard the directing of the Lord, when the Edomite army was coming to attack them, the three armies, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Meunites, and these are three armies coming to attack such a tiny, nation of Judah. And, Jehoshaphat would have had that report and went into hiding or went into conventional planning. But what did he do? No, he ran to the temple. And when the entire nation saw their own king run to the temple to seek counsel from God, and how God gave him counsel and said, listen, this is a different war. It's a different thing, man. So the weapons of this war are not going to be carnal, just like 2 Corinthians says. They are not going to be carnal, but they are going to be mighty through me, Jehovah, to the pulling down of strongholds. And so the Lord gave him instructions, and he obeyed those instructions to a T. And so that's the same thing. I can't wait for the Lord to direct me, just like Jehoshaphat, to a T. And so that I do not tether either to the left or right, but stick to his instructions about New Life Africa Satellite Network and what he would want me to do as mouthpiece. Because truly, and allow me also to just say a big thank you to the YNAP listeners this morning and every other time, that the Lord is using you truly to reach out. You may not leave the state, but through your support and prayer, giving, and how you are coming in, that the Lord is using you as a pedestal, as a launch pad, so that the gospel may reach not only Samaria, Judah, but to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, we are very excited about this. And Justice, as we think about the time you spent at Hope FM, again, 12 years on staff there, tell us a little bit about the responses you saw as you proclaimed Christ just within the nation of Kenya over Hope FM.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. Up until right now, I still get people who we meet in the streets of Nairobi or on social media, and they still say, "Man, we miss your voice on air." And you know, because I run the evening drive and then also the morning breakfast, like what we have right now. So we used to have a time between 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. just prayer time, just an entire hour for prayer. And that because I run also a text messaging, and I would get on average close to about 500 to almost 600 text messages for prayers alone. And that is daily, Monday to Friday. And then, having different segments all through from 6 to 9 a.m. So all I can say is the reception in itself was quite amazing. And, man, the Lord used me while there at Hope FM. And just like I would say, every day is a training ground for us, just like King David in the wilderness. And I can't wait also to have the same, experience right here at New Life, Africa Satellite Network. And so I'm really looking forward to it. And, we're coming with the experience that he alone would give me under his action and the work through Hope FM, the same. I really pray for it here.
I am just amazed when I hear those numbers, 500 to 600 prayer requests coming in each morning. Wow. I would be even more amazed, yeah, except for we see, yeah, that at our radio station, New Life Radio, in northern Tanzania. We see many prayer requests pouring, yeah, in all week. And one of the things that's interesting there, Justice, is, yeah, a lot of those prayer requests come from people who aren't Christians. They don't know Jesus, but they know that when you go, sure, to New Life Radio, those people care about you and those people will pray for you to God. And though they don't understand it, yeah, and they don't know God, yes, themselves, they crave having those prayers. Do you see things like that at Hope FM when you were with, yeah, them?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there was also time that I would get, and they would just basically say to themselves, without even my coercion or asking. There was one time, I think for quite a month, there was a month that had a plethora of, not only Muslims who were professing Islamic faith, guys, they would text in and say, "Yes, I am so-and-so. I am Muslim, but just please pray for me. Pray for my family." And I was like, wow, okay. So it also puts me at a particular point that I also shouldn't appear as condescending or shouldn't look down or belittle any religion, because I do not know who's listening at that particular time. It, mm-hmm, could be a Buddhist whom the Lord, through the Spirit, has directed at that particular time. So we used, yeah, to get a lot of that. And so we used to also get also some of the pastors, the generals of the city, just coming in to train us and tell us, "Hey, guys, you must be very careful. When it is a warfare time, prayer time, you do not know who's listening to your prayer. Some of them may never even text in, but they listen. They pray with you. So may the Spirit guide you." So we used to get a lot of that.
Well, Justice, it's so awesome to hear you. I've known you for some time. And just yes, hearing, sir, what you're sharing now is moving. Now, let's talk a little bit about, because you originally, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is it Kiswahili or Swahili speaker?
It's Swahili. It's Swahili.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now you can tell, right? So just tell us a little bit about, yeah, especially with getting into the Africa with the new satellite network initiative. Look at the nation of Zanzibar. What can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, Zanzibar sits quite uniquely. It's an island, yes, but it is part of Tanzania mainland. And it is interesting because it is up to about 90% Muslim. And for me, the reason why I call it rich ground for outreach and evangelism is because of their first of all, culturally, they are really receptive. They're very friendly. So already you are not going into a harsh territory per se, you know, and so that in itself, and being Swahili speakers as well, Swahili speakers generally culturally are also very easygoing and accommodative and friendly people, whether they are Muslim, Christian or none, you know. And so for me, that itself makes it an opportunity as the Spirit will guide us, because they really need this gospel. And they need, in my opinion, and allow me to say this with all humility, need to come away from the bondage, you know, and come into the saving light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so with this network that is coming in, I cannot wait for us to reach out to the many lost souls that are forming a part of the family in Zanzibar, and even also to just galvanize those of us who are believers in Zanzibar through this particular network. I can't wait for that.
We can't either, Justice, and we've been talking about Zanzibar a good bit during this week. Yesterday, Joseph was sharing with our audience some of the important facts. As you mentioned, an area of people who are friendly people. They're people God loves and wants to reach out to, and yet they are in that bondage of religion, and we want to see them set free. And Joseph and I actually visited last night after the broadcast to talk a little more about Zanzibar, and we're going to be sharing some news a little bit later today. About the outreach to that very special part of the world. So we're very grateful for that. And to know that that's on your heart as well, that these people are loved by God and they need to be set free.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it just reminds me of this song by Casting Crowns, "If We Are the Body," and this particular part where it says that, "But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Aren't his words teaching? Why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them? There is a way. There is a way." So I really can't wait for us to just go out there and show them the absolute, unmatchable, you know, indescribable love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Well, Justice, it's always, and for me, as a part of a team, I am so honored to have each one of you as part of this team, as we take the gospel of Christ to people that might have not heard of him, or to someone that have heard of him, drift away, but other places, someone that need that encouragement. Very thrilled to have you as part of this.
Well, same here. It is a pleasure and a delight and an honor. And we as a family, that's from Gladys and the kids as well, we first of all send our love to everyone and all the listeners of INOP and my colleagues as well at New Life Africa Satellite Network. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, everyone, really. And man, just the Lord bless you from deep down my heart. The Lord bless you. Bless you indeed.
Well, we pray the same for you and your family, and while we aren't able to meet up in person yet, I'm glad that Zoom exists so we could spend this time this morning.
Yeah.
We felt, Justice, it was especially important to have you on this hour. You know, the 8 o'clock hour in the morning here is one of the big listenership times at YNOP, and we wanted as many people as possible to meet you today.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And even as you start the day and continue, thank you guys and God bless you. And even as you, you know, just support in kind and giving and prayer, please continue praying for us, because, you know, the enemy neither sleeps nor slumbers. He is roaring like a lion in the desert, seeking whom he may devour. And I know as the presenters, we are always on the front line. If not us, it may, you know, attack us through our families, but then know that the blood of the Lamb is covering us. So thank you so much, guys.
Well, Justice, thank you for the work you've done previously for the kingdom. Thank you for following the Lord into taking that year of sabbatical so that you could prepare for the next step of the ministry that God would call you to. And praise the Lord that that next step was the New Life Africa Satellite Network, which is going to enable you to be ministering not just to Kenya, but to the entire continent of Africa.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, God bless you today, and thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. Justice Owaka from Nairobi, Kenya.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about your network of praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.